Why create a social network and why did we use Ning? This short podcast will provide an overview of why we decided to create a social network and also why we decided to use Ning. I have long used social forums and tools for interacting with people ever since I first engaged with the internet at university in the early 90s. This started off by using simple news groups to meet like-minded people interested in similar things to me. As the internet grew and got more sophisticated, I started to use bulletin boards as the use of things like news groups declined. Whilst pregnant, I found an online community which enabled me to manage a significant life transition, that of becoming a mother, very effectively. I found a supportive community who were able to answer any questions I had, allowed me to develop friendships and supported me. I wanted to somehow replicate this amazing support network for new students when they arrived at university and offer them the same opportunities to see that everybody else was feeling the same as them, that no one had all the answers, and that they could make friends easily. Our first attempts to establish an online community were relatively limited. In 2007, we installed Moodle and created a series of discussion forums for students to post queries and for other students and staff to support them. Students were able to self-register on their Moodle site. However, in order to see what posts had been made, they needed to be logged in with an account. Even though this activity was fairly straightforward, it appeared to have put a lot of people off and the engagement with the discussion forums was limited. Reflecting on this, and also aware that with the explosion in the use of social networking tools like MySpace and Facebook, other tools were available, we identified Ning as a potentially suitable tool. We felt that using a much more prominent tool like Facebook was not something we were comfortable with as, I don't trust Facebook, but this is a personal thing. Facebook has become increasingly unstable with posts going missing, being duplicated, and the tool just generally being unreliable as it's updated. Ning has much more flexibility in terms of being able to create an identity for a group rather than being tied in with a Facebook format. It's easier to upload and share documents in Ning than Facebook. It's easier and more flexible to import third-party widgets into Ning than Facebook. And with Facebook, you generally have to have had a Facebook app developed for this to happen. With Ning, you don't. We have seen some issues emerge with limited moderation on Facebook groups in 2007 that led to some students feeling isolated and alienated. Some older students told us they didn't feel comfortable using Facebook as they saw that as the space that their children engaged with. They wanted something for university that wasn't trying to replicate what their children did. Facebook is my personal social networking space and I like to keep it separate from my work ones. We can also use Google Analytics more easily with a different tool like Ning, and this has helped us to see who was using the site and when. The Ning space was initially supported by a colleague in our Teaching Quality Enhancement group. Ruth created the initial links on the site and imported some of the widgets. We also used a student over the summer in 2007 to upload lots of the events into this space. The site is now managed by the Central University web team in conjunction with the student union. It has nearly 2,000 members as of November 2009 and is still growing. We are very pleased with how Ning as a tool works. The only changes we have made are to pay to remove adverts from the site. This costs approximately $20 a month. The Wink video we have created shows what the site looks like and how we have customised it.